Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the entire top of PrisonPlanet.com is an action alert, stop amnesty section. Prison Planet's being switched over. Infowars.com is being switched over. JonesReport.com is being switched over. This is it, okay? The last five or six little fence that they've used are distractions before they strike the main blow of their sword right at our heart. The end of America, total pardons, no taxes, instant welfare, instant Social Security cards. They're going to completely fill the military. They're going to use the illegal aliens to vote for gun control, the total destruction of the U.S. to drive down the wages. This is it. This is 100 times worse than the hate crimes laws. We'll just ignore that and go forward with our free speech. 100 times worse than even the war. 100 times worse than all of it. This is, and they're announcing, by the way, no more controls on trucks, no more controls on planes. They're now announcing mainstream news, what's in the SPP, NAU documents, North American Union, merging the corporations, merging the laws. It's happening. North American Union's happening right now. This guest worker program's really a North American Union ID. For the Canadians, Mexicans, and the people of the U.S., all standardized. Mayday, 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 mayday. Okay, we're trying to take the country out of a spin right now. This is it. Bush is making his move. It passed the Senate by a whopping 66 yesterday. Huge margin. That's veto-proof, but doesn't matter. Bush is the one pushing it all. That is a huge margin. The House, I did an analysis last night. Looked at the analysis of more than 10 top experts, Democrat and Republican on both sides. It's going to pass the House. Mayday, mayday, mayday. But they knew that they didn't want to have an open revolt, so they've been acting like you've been beating it. And then this way, when it passes, psychologically people will have in their minds that at least they gave them a good run for their money, or it was fixed, or that's all bull. They even made the bill worse. It is just mayday, mayday, mayday. Contact your senators. We have a list of the 20 or so swing senators. You've got today and tomorrow, folks. And you've got to call every one of them. And if you live in Virginia, or you live in Maryland, or you live in D.C., you need to go park. You need to go into the Capitol. You need to go through the checkpoint gun. You need to go into the senator's offices, and you need to tell them, do not do this. Do not go along with this. You need to be faxing them. But I'm telling you, the physical. People need to physically go to the Capitol, the people's house, run by those whores and lecherous traitors, and you need to go in there and you need to grab them by the hand. When you shake their hand, you act real friendly to get their hand. You say, now, you listen to me. We know over 90% are against this, and we know this is more than amnesty. It's more than amnesty. It's more than a shamnesty. It is a pardon. It gives illegal aliens more tuition than in-state citizens. I mean, this thing is off the charts. There are 30 million plus illegals. It allows them each to bring 11 family members. It legalizes them total for 12 years, instant Social Security cards. This is it. The entire top of PrisonPlanet.com. See, we waited to take the side over and to make it all about this till it really counted. This is it. They're making their move right now. This is the real one in fencing. Not that I'm any expert on fencing, but in fencing, again, you put in the fake moves. You act like you're going this way. You act like you're going that way. You act like you're going to lunge in you act like it's a parry, and you go ahead and stab them right in the heart. This is the move, folks. The gleams in the eye. The little devilish smiles on Bush and Hillary's face, and they are jabbing right now at the heart. They're moving right now. Now, they're going to try to stab us again next week if they don't get this, but they will lose momentum on this one. Okay, up until now, it's all been distractions, diversions. They're making their move right now, right now, right now. And frankly, it doesn't look good. I'm going to be quite honest with you. They're probably going to pass it, but at least we can try. And I'm telling you, you live in Virginia, we're going to put the call out on the web. You live in Virginia, you live in Maryland, you live in surrounding states, I don't care. You get on an airplane, you got the time and money, you fly to Washington right now, you don't wait, you go in there and you get them by the hand.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
PrisonPlanet.com has got all the toll-free numbers. I need to dig up the non-toll-free because they have a trick where the toll-free only have like so many lines, but the non-toll-free is where you can really get through. And I'm serious. I'm going to put out a little release today on Prison Planet and Jones Report. If you live in Maryland, you live in West Virginia, you live in Virginia, you live in Kentucky, you live in New York, you live in anywhere within 2 miles, 200 miles, 300 miles, a day's driving, get in your car right now. Now, throw a suit in the back, drive in, go through the checkpoint. It's your capital. When I was a kid, you just walked right in. Go through the illegal alien guards. They've used illegal aliens to build the few miles of border fence they built for public consumption as a Hollywood set. And literally go through the illegal alien guards. Some of them haven't been caught to be illegal alien. Go through them and get into there. I'm not kidding. You didn't know they have federal guards and ICE people that have been found to be here illegally. go in there and go to the key senators, the key members of Congress. Also visit the House members, and we've got 50-plus key House members listed up on PrisonPlanet.com, and we've got the 20 or so key senators listed. We also have the 20 loopholes in the Senate immigration bill listed. You need to see this for yourself. Also, federal bill would rob poor, benefit corporations. That's even liberal writers saying that. I mean, it's real simple. They live like slaves in Latin America. The police rule over them. The Chase Manhattan and Citibank own Mexico. So Mexicans hate the U.S. They see it as gringo domination. And that's true. But it's not the average Americans doing this. Okay? It's the New World Order. It's the same people. They're just doing it to America now. What is it? And I understand. Let me tell you something. I remember being 12 years old and going on a five-day trip down to Yucatan, but we wouldn't just stay at a hotel in Cancun. My parents would rent a car. We'd drive out and see the pyramids. And we'd go see pyramids, you know, that had just been dug up or hadn't even been dug up yet because we'd already been on other trips to see the other pyramids. We'd go to the really rural areas. And all over Costa Mayan, the most beautiful areas of the coastline, right by the Guatemala border, millions of acres had UN signs and said UN biosphere. And my dad took Spanish in college, and he can speak some Spanish. My mother took it. She can speak it pretty good. And my dad, I remember going, man, look at these. This is when I didn't know what a UN biosphere was. I was 12 years old. Look at these UN land. You can buy UN land because they're at the front desk of the hotel. And, you know, off to the side where you go and, you know, rent cars at the hotel, they were pushing and selling, hey, would you like to buy land? And I remember my parents looked into it because it was pretty cheap. And they were just starting to change the rules even back then in those certain sectors where foreigners could buy Mexican land. But it was still, and I remember my dad looked into it and found out, well, you don't completely own it and they can take it away from you, so I'm not going to, you know, buy some land down there. And also he found out, and I remember this by the time I was about 15 or so, I remember around the dinner table, my dad had done some research and found out that they had stolen it from the Indians. That's why they're rioting in Chiapas and all those other places. They marched in and took about a third of the country and literally rode in at gunpoint and made people get off cornfields that their great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy been on before Cortez even showed up. And they make them get off their land. And because most of them don't have a deed, they just were born. Everybody knows that's their 20 acres or 30 acres. And they built their own little aqueducts. They use their own aqueducts that are literally, in some cases, thousands of years old. And they're hardworking, good people. And by the way, I'll never forget Patricia Moore. She moved to Guatemala about 5 years ago. Never saw her again, but she was at Access TV. She had grants. She was a deaf lady. Really sweet, really smart. And I went to dinner with her some and hung out with her. Just a really nice lady, about 50 years old at the time. I need to find out where she's at in Guatemala. I know she went down there to start a community TV station, and I know she'd been shot at and threatened. Who knows? I'll have to see if she's even alive. And I remember just walking by Access TV, and she was in one of the edit booths, and I saw footage of burning villages and troops. And I remember it was on the news at the time that the United Nations was down there and that there was all this smoke in the Texas skies and the sunsets were incredible because of all the smoke. And they were saying it was agricultural fires in our news, but the BBC was reporting that helicopters and tanks were burning villages. Well, months later, Patricia came back and she had the footage. Folks, this is her hiding in a hut as soldiers in black uniforms are burning the village. I mean, this is Hollywood power. I mean, I didn't know what I was seeing at the time. She was like, you want copies? You want videos for your show? And I showed some clips of it, and it's somewhere on tapes around here. I ought to go see if Access has got the archive still of Patricia Moore. I know other people took it over after we sent the director to prison when we caught him engaged in that. He told us it was a conspiracy and didn't exist. We found out the truth, sent him to prison. But side issue, we ought to just find those tapes. And literally, folks, they just machine gun crowds of people, steal their land. Now, this is just 8-9 years ago now. It's an ongoing process. That's why Mexico City went from 15 million to over 30 million in just a decade. They forced them all off their land, and they built hotels and houses and condos for yuppies and diamond mines and oil facilities and everything else. And then they tell them, oh, the gringos did this to you. Let's move you up to the maquiladoras on the Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, all up on the California border. And then those jobs all got shut down and shipped to China. So they all come here. And then they've got their local barrio leaders controlled by the Ford Foundation and the Democratic Party handing out comic books telling them this is Mexico. You're going to take over. They've got all the narcotics traffickers giving them money. I mean, it is red level emergency. Red level emergency. And all these people know is men came with guns and ran them off their land. By the way, U.S. Special Forces backed up the Mexicans while they did this. I know that happened back in, 1998, and just in that wave. And folks, when you see soldiers in black uniforms burning down villages, I mean, just right out of a movie, man, walking around, and you hear a woman crying next to her, and she's literally down in a grass hut where animals were being kept. They were burning the houses, the little huts, and she is there videotaping, and you can hear her going, breathing. You're pow, 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 boom. Ah, people running, and there's just troops, and stuff's burning. I mean, this is the stuff. This is how they live down there, folks, and we're just being slap-merged right with it, just boom. Here you go. That's how we're going to live. The freedom. Everything we had gone. Of course America's not perfect. Of course we've had problems. But this was the freest, best place on earth. Mexico's got triple the resources we have, but they're totally poor. Canada's got more than double the resources that we have. But why have we been so wealthy? Because we had more liberty and more private property than any other country in history, and it created a milk and honey scenario. That's why we've got to be brought down, ladies and gentlemen, to be incorporated into the New World Order. And it's happening right now. Do you understand? There has never in our history, ever, been a greater challenge to our sovereignty than what is happening right now since 1776. There has never, not Stalin, not Hitler, none of them. This is the greatest threat. Our nation is in life or death peril. The life of the country is holding by a barest thread, ladies and gentlemen, on the razor's edge right now. Everything. Everything our forefathers have done, everything this nation has been, everything we will ever be, it is all in the balance right now. And it's going to be in the balance more in the future if we win this battle. And it doesn't look like we are. Like I told you 3 weeks ago, and I got mean emails saying I was pessimistic. And now they passed it in the Senate on cloture, meaning they're get the full vote tomorrow. And the globalists love to brag. 2 weeks ago, I saw a snickering Republican pundit say, the president wants to pass it, and then he wants to sign it on July 4th. So they plan to pass it out of the House Friday or Monday, and they may keep them in session. And they're even talking about holding it and doing it on the 4th of July. Can you imagine driving a stake through the heart on the 4th of July? I remember watching the Queen of England when she was at Congress last in the 80s being toasted on the 4th of July. And it's just, they just love humiliating us. The 4th of July, 1776. The 4th of July, 2007. They plan to sign a bill, the coup de grace, bringing us into the North American Union, using huge third world populations of desperate people who filled with hate of the nation as a battering ram to bring down the Republic on the 4th of July. And the military and the defense contractors, it is admitted, mainstream news are the main lobbyists dumping hundreds of millions right now, buying senators and House members in the Congress, lobbying, saying it's for the nation's security. They've got to have the illegals for the military. And then saying the people demand we do something. Again, that's like if you cut your toe off and you go to the doctor, and the doctor goes, we've got to do something. We're going to chop both your legs off and slit your throat and give you a Colombian necktie. This will hurt everyone's standard of living, including all the illegal aliens that are already here. Oh, it'll hurt them too. And this, in the long run, hurts the people of Mexico, because if they were forced to stay there, there would have been a revolution there. And they would have overthrown that corrupt government a long time ago. So they've had to have staged rebellions with Fox and the rest of it. You understand? Problem, reaction, solution. They kick everybody off their land, force them up here as the steam valve. They could have never done that if they couldn't have exported them here. There's a reason we've gone from 5 million illegals to 30 plus mil. They've been driven here at machine gun point. I'm going to leave you.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625. The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam. I said never.
You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shake you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us aid and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city. Yourself, who's the one with the most to gain? Oh, 9-11, couldn't stand his name. Not even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani asked Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow, wave the flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. Why my records always come the same? Keep it real, ain't no fillers blinging. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word I'm saying, peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these are devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean the killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones. Ain't no villains or any other word they think to demonize the country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took apart a head. Hand in just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Talking loud but ain't nobody saying.
All right.
And with the Fourth Amendment gone, eyes are on the first.
That's welcome back. That's right. With the Fourth Amendment gone, my eyes are on the first. Now they're going after that. You tell them, Paris. You know, I am so busy fighting the New World Order now that I'm not even plugging my videos. And that's a big part of the solution. And I'm so freaked out right now that I'm not even plugging videos, and we're not even moving them out the door, and I'm not even capitalizing things like we need to. That isn't the reason to get the films. Get the films because they're powerful, they're truthful, they've got the truth. I mean, get my first three police state films, one made in 98/99, the next in 99, the next in 2000. Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Watch it. It's all come true. It's all happened. Get them. Show people Marines training to take your guns because a terror attack happened. I mean, folks, it's all there. In the box set, in the DVD box set, 45% off. 45% off when you get the three DVDs together in one box set. You can order Terror Storm, the final cut, the special edition that'll be out next month. We have it in stock, but we can't start shipping it until next month. Available right now at Infowars.com. We still got a few more of the old ones left because we did get in some more, but that's it. If you order those in the combo pack, you can get the original Terror Storm. We send a signed card with each one for a limited time. I'm going to stop that into next week. Tomorrow I am going to announce who won the I meant to do it last week, but I've just been so slammed there were like 95 entries. And I had to watch them all once, and I had to watch them all again, and I just can't. I'm down to like 7 entries for the Push the Truth $1,000 prize. So I'll announce that Friday, and I'll send your check out to you. I'll overnight it. How's that sound for whoever wins? So you get it quickly. But I already digressed. The point is, we got a lot of videos and stuff available at Infowars.com. Support us. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. We got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on the other side. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle. The Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses, by increasing your enzyme activity, by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells, rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was one of the editors of the Wall Street Journal. He also, of course, was the number two man department of the Treasury, the actual economist who ran it. He's credited as the father of Reaganomics. And he comes on because he loves the country. He's not pitching a book. I wish he was, would carry it. He's not. He just writes editorials, puts them out there, and tries to fight for this country. And it's just we really always appreciate him coming on. We're about to go to him to talk about Cheney. Cheney's above the law, the America killing legislation with the amnesty pardon bill. But I do want to tell you about Researched Herbs. Researched Herbs has hundreds of researched, well-known, historically documented herbs for different health benefits and nutritional benefits. ResearchHerbs.com or 1-800-845-3841. One of their products is Live 52, the world's best-selling liver support formula, period. It regulates the levels of liver enzymes and optimizes assimilation. Helps with protein, energy, malnutrition, loss of appetite. Live 52 ensures optimum liver function. Live 52 is clinically proven to be very beneficial to the liver and serious deficiencies. Just go check out all the facts and links to the medical records they've got there at ResearchHerbs.com. A herbal registered drug in over 45 countries, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals. It is ResearchHerbs.com. The product, one of many that they carry, is Live 52 or 1-800-845-3841 or check out their banner right there on PrisonPlanet.com. Another fabulous product that I use every day is Interfood. I heard about this stuff for like 3 years, and I finally tried it, and I had the real tester, my wife, try it. We've tried a lot of different green foods, superfoods, and they just tasted bad or gave me a stomachache or I didn't like them. This doesn't taste great, but with orange juice it does taste good, and it just makes you feel great, and it's just 20-plus extracts of vegetables and fruits and then a bunch of herbs. It's just just go read all the products that are in it at enerfood.com, innerfood.com, or 1-866-762-9238. An amazing product, and you won't be as hungry because a lot of the food you eat doesn't have a lot of nutrients and vitamins and minerals in it, so you end up still being hungry for more with all this junk food. Innerfood, folks, in the morning, and it will really knock off your appetite without a bunch of speed and caffeine. It doesn't have that in it. It's just the nutrients. E-N-E-R. Food, that's innerfood.com, or 1-866-762-9238. And also, don't forget British Birkfeld and the American Big Berkey from the national distributor and the national manufacturer. That way you get about 30% off store prices, in some cases even more, by calling and getting the high-quality water filtration systems our sponsor has at 888-803-4438. Stop drinking the trash that's in the water supply, folks. The chlorine, the rest of it, the dead bacteria. Get yourself a Big Berkey system. And that's 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. And tell them Alex Jones sent you to check out the free gift, sports bottle, water filters, potassium iodate, sheltering in place, preparedness DVDs. They've got incredible. Oh, also the flashlights. Got these LED, like $40, $39 value flashlights you get for free when you order one of the big gravity-fed systems for $199. Those systems are $300 in the stores, folks. So, again, 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com and tell them Alex Jones sent you to get those free gifts. Okay, let's go to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who I'm always so honored that he spends time with us. You know, every time you're on, I say it's like we're getting deeper into a Twilight Zone episode, but it really is getting crazy when 91% of Americans, including Hispanics in a Gallup poll, are against the amnesty plan, but they still have gotten cloture in the Senate. It looks like they may pass it tomorrow and then go to the House the next day and pass. I did an analysis last night. Right now they've got the votes to pass it. Bush says he'll sign it July 4th. We've got Cheney saying he is outside the executive and above all laws, even the president's own fiat laws. Calgon, take me away. Dr. Roberts, what in tarnations is going on?
I wish I knew. You know, let's start with Cheney. If Cheney's not part of the executive branch, as he claims, then how can he claim executive privilege? I don't see how he can claim executive privilege and not be part of the executive branch. Now, of course, we all know he's part of the executive branch because that's the way the government is set up. The vice presidency's always been part of the executive branch. And if it wasn't, it would have been discovered. It would not have taken 200 years to discover that. So, obviously, he's making an assertion to avoid accountability in his handling of secret documents. So what is it he's done? What's he afraid of? Why doesn't he want the National Archives to come in and see how they handle secret documents? That's the real issue. Something is being hidden because the claim on its face makes no sense, and I can't really see how it works to Cheney's advantage. I mean, we have the Democrat who says he's going to cut the funding for the vice president's office that's in the executive branch because if the vice president isn't there, they shouldn't be funding it.
Dr. Roberts, we have a smart audience, but we have new listeners every millisecond, hundreds of thousands a day, new listeners. Why don't you school them a little bit, because you were in the executive yourself. Explain the three branches of government and that they're supposedly co-equal. A lot of the Federalist Papers and Anti-Federalist Papers I read really state that the Congress, the legislative, really is preeminent because it has the greatest separation of powers within a branch. I believe that, and I agree with the view that Congress should be the most powerful. But let's just say co-equal. Under a co-equal interpretation, what's wrong with this la-la land announcement by the vice president?
Because the Constitution sets the vice presidency up as part of the executive branch. I mean, he's the man to take the place if something happens to the president. He's always been part of the executive branch. He has the White House access of the executive branch. it makes no sense for him to say that the vice president's office is independent of the executive branch. In fact, he seems to be saying it's also independent of Congress.
And the president. He's saying this is a president's executive order, which itself is another fiat law. And Bush did it to kind of try to entrap and bully with the FBI members of Congress. But now it's being used against Cheney. And so Cheney's kind of jumping in and out, like, you know, cheating, basically.
Yes. We agree. It doesn't make any sense. It's not in Cheney's interest because if he's not part of the executive branch, he has no basis for claiming executive privilege. Under the way the government has been funded for 200 years, he has no way of collecting any taxpayers' monies to run his office.
Well, let me ask you this question, because he's always saying we're the executive, we can do whatever we want. The Gonzales memo saying they're above the law, they can order torture until death, you know, torture children, that's all out there. And then now he says this. Do you think this is some new Karl Rove statement, you know, where he says we're history's actors and all of you are just standing by and we change reality? Do you think it's a Rovian delusional statement? Or do you think, because I've seen Cheney on TV falling asleep in meetings and he looks like he's on death's doorstep, or was this just some, is this Cheney unraveling?
I wish I knew. I think there's a difference here between what he's saying and the claims for torture and all the rest, because all of those claims are at least constrained by being at war, and they call war terror being at war. So they can't make those claims that they've made about torture and so on, except on the war conditions. Now, the Cheney's claim seems to be open-ended. It doesn't seem to be dependent on any condition other than his statement, and the claim doesn't make any sense. I don't think it's being taken very seriously because it makes no sense. What is the vice president then?
But he may not give up the documents. Hence, I mean, I think they're cold-bloodedly. This is Karl Rove. They're setting a precedent. And I really see preparation, as Ron Paul and you and others have said, Doctor, I think this is precedent setting for martial law. I think we're in grave danger of a new false flag event. And they may not even pass the baton to Hillary, or maybe they will pass on these new precedents to Hillary.
Well, they can declare martial law, and the president can become a dictator just by declaring a national emergency. So Cheney doesn't need to say he's not part of the executive branch.
But they have to publicly, though, kind of claim that, though. I think this is kind of a breaking of the ice. I mean, I know you saw the May 9th PDD 51 where he just said for any reason, environmental, international, anywhere in the world, I can supersede the Congress. I mean, we're seeing things this country's never seen since Lincoln.
Right. But you see, it still remains to be seen. If the president were to say that, whether the Congress or the courts or the military or anybody would agree with him. There's always a risk in saying something that's outside the Constitution.
I understand. So, what did you think of Peter Pace, the chairman, being dismissed weeks after he told the troops, don't follow any unconstitutional orders, you may be tested? Do you think he balked at something?
Well, I think that Peter Pace, in the general Pace's case, the problem is that, as I have written several times and we've discussed, Cheney and the neocons have a definite plan to nuke Iran. And John Bolton is still pushing for it strongly, and the Israeli right-wing government is pushing for it. Norman Podhoretz, I mean, the whole neocon thing is pushing very hard. And if the chief of staff of the United States military says that such an order is illegal and immoral, and that every soldier has a responsibility to disobey it, then they obviously would have to move him out of the way. So I think moving Pace out of the way is removing a barrier to an attack on Iran, particularly a nuclear attack, and I think they still hope to do that. They may not be able to pull it off, but I think that's why they removed General Pace.
I agree, but isn't that a good sign? Because we're seeing, and we've seen 20 top generals now, in the last 20 plus in the last couple of years go public, and even big top Republicans, and say this is a disaster. I mean, I've studied psychology somewhat. I know you've studied, you know, a wide range of topics as well, Doctor, but you know, mainly economics. But I want to get your take on this. With really smart psychopathic or sociopathic type individuals, it's like they make a cold-blooded calculation, but there's also a crazy, giddy hubris driving the analysis. And when all the top generals and the British and everybody else say you can't take on Iran, don't do it, and they kind of want to fail forward and escalate and Ponzi scheme to the next level, I mean, are we dealing with just megalomania here where they're just going to go ahead, like you said, like the documents that Cy Hirsch has gotten, and go ahead and just nuke Iran? I mean, they may just, like Rove says, they just do whatever they want.
They'll have to set it up in some way. I think that's why the whole purpose of the surge is to keep the war going after we've been defeated in Iraq until they can orchestrate a war with Iran. I think that's their intention, and I don't know that they will succeed, but they're certainly dangerous, and that's a very dangerous intention, and I think that's what they're I think that's what all that's about. It would be catastrophic if they pull that off, but they have done other things that have proven to be catastrophic. And they don't seem to be fazed by the terrible situation they've created for themselves and for the Iraqis, or for themselves and for the Afghans. And so I think they're capable of attacking Iran and attacking with nukes if they can arrange it, if they're not somehow stymied or blocked, or which they could be. But, you know, they've succeeded in getting toadies to take General Pace's place. And all the generals that have stood up to them have been removed. And they always find somebody else who'll take the job. So I don't think they'll be in a situation where they can't find a toady to serve them. But of course, it can always bring a general up short if he's actually told to attack somebody with nuclear weapons. Even a toady might, if he's sane, might wonder if that's an order he wants to follow, or whether he wants to resign. So I don't really know what the outcome, Alex, of it will be, except that it's dangerous. And people should be aware that this is an intention, and they're working for it, trying to achieve. It's a very
May be a method to the madness. I mean, we know that Israel is one of the prime lobbying arms, clearly the most powerful arm when it comes to pushing for adventurism in the Middle East, using the U.S. as a large, dumb surrogate. That what does Israel care if we bankrupt the treasury and fall apart? Then the police state here will just gather up any of the goodies for the corrupt elite running this nation. That helps there as well. And then Israel's in a stronger position. So I think, though it's crazy for America, though it's crazy for the American people, though it's crazy for this nation, doesn't it make perfect sense? So what if your surrogate gets wrecked? Your comments on that?
You don't have your surrogate to protect you. I think Israel has made serious miscalculations over the entire period of its existence.
Why is there so much chutzpah?
This paranoia. See, what is Israel? It's the combination of paranoia and the belief that no one else counts. They're God's chosen people. The rest of us are dirt under their feet. And that's the way they think about the rest of humanity. And so if you put that kind of arrogance together with their paranoia, what it has meant is that the Israeli state has not had any diplomacy in the Middle East. For the whole period of its existence, it's relied on coercion, force, and controlling the explanation in the United States, which they had managed to do. So the net outcome is that they have turned everybody in the Middle East against them. And there's only 5 million Israelis and 100 or 200 million Muslims.
And that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Then we've got the Southern Baptists wanting the end of the world, saying, praise God. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of insane people, and they're very selfish, these rapture Christians. They think that they'll go to heaven once there's a nuclear war. So it's a very un-Christian form of the Christian religion.
Stay there, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, former Wall Street Journal editor, and, of course, the head of the Treasury Department's policy. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, to talk about the illegal aliens and the North American Union.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss.
Have you had a chance to stop Hitler going into Poland or Czechoslovakia or Danzig or Austria, would you have done it? If you had a chance to stop Lenin from coming to power or Mao getting in, would you have done it? Home of the free, land of the brave. It can happen here too, folks. And these neocons and their controllers are just hell-bent, folks. They're openly talking about dictatorship. I wanted to read a quote. Dr. Roberts going to stay with us 5 minutes to the next hour. Then we got Glenn Spencer coming on. Then we got Terry Anderson on the immigration issue. But I wanted to get his take just on imperial hubris and then the border situation. This is the Washington Post, okay? And this is from, how many years ago was this article? I don't want to lose the quote. What's Karl Rove up to? Dan Frumkin, October 18th, 2004. Okay, so they're at a party, and people forget about this, and there's a bunch of press there. And they were all too afraid to say his name at the Washington Post. They went ahead and printed it. And it goes on to say, now, here's the quote. The aide said that guys like me were in what we call the reality-based community, which he defined as people who believe the solutions emerge from your judicious study of discernible reality. Now, this is a bunch of reporters around Karl Rove. I nodded and murmured something about enlightenment principles and empiricalism. He cut me off. This is Rove. That's not the way the world really works anymore, he continued, Karl Rove. We're an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. And when you're studying that reality judiciously, as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too. And that's how things will sort out. We're history's actors, and you, all of you, will be left to just study what we do. I mean, is that not the most open announcement of intellectual dictatorship right out of 1984, as you said, Kafka-esque, last time you were on? I mean, this is a man ready for a rubber room, but they control 12 aircraft carriers, 10,000 nukes, huge armies, and they're busy gutting the country right now. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts.
Well, that seems to be the case summed up fairly well. And that attitude that the quote displays is clearly one that they do not intend to be a government of the people, for the people, and by the people.
But arrogance, as you know, will only carry you so far. I mean, the laws of the universe will bring you back to Earth.
That's for sure. I think they overestimate the power. The dollar is the main. The dollar's role as reserve currency is the main basis of American power. The soft power we had because of our moral reputation, that's now gone. We see the rise of Russia and China. China's our biggest banker. They have a tremendous power that they could exercise over us.
And they're now quietly dumping.
Mm-hmm. Russia is still a nuclear power that can wipe us off the face of the earth. And they control massive amounts of energy. And they have Europe under their thumb because of Europe's energy dependence on Russia and
Gazprom.
They are a check. So there are more checks on us than we realize. And I guess the biggest check is the tiny, small, lightly armed insurgency in Iraq, drawn from a small Sunni population, which has prevented the powerful U.S. military from being able to occupy Iraq. We control, a third of Baghdad and nothing else. So there are all sorts of constraints on these.
And now they're talking about evacuating Baghdad entirely and then just having purely armored bases in the middle of nowhere. That's total defeat. Stay there. Final segment.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.